Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Now, more than one person has written about CPF shielding as a method to make the most of your special account interest rate in your CPF of 4%. The basic idea of shielding, I mean, you have to know what it is to make sense of our discussion that's coming up, is basically strategizing to have more monies in your special account and less in your OA, ordinary account, by the time your RA, your retirement account, comes into existence when you turn 50. So your RA is formed from monies that are first drawn from your SA and then your OA. So SA shielding involves looking for perhaps a short tenor, capital guaranteed, low risk investment instrument to buy with your SA before your 55th birthday and then liquidating it all after you turn 55. Central Provident Fund has posted a warning on its website taking aim at the act of shielding promoted by some financial advisors to get around having to transfer funds from your special account SA to your retirement account on your 55th birthday. The board says there are risks involved and advisors who fail to highlight these risks to their clients should be taken to task. Let's check in with the CEO of Provident for his thoughts on CPF shielding. Are they an exploitation of loopholes of CPF rules, one that really profits financial advisors who sell these investment instruments to would-be retirees, or a rational response to the rules as they stand? Christopher Tan is founder and CEO of Provident. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, good morning, Michelle. Good to be back and good to be talking to you.
Always good to chat with you. Now, to understand shielding, I think listeners need to understand just how the CPF and OA and SA accounts work at 55 and perhaps what the CPF is for in the first place. So how many CPF accounts are there and what, in your opinion, is the primary purpose for monies in these accounts?
Right. I mean, there are altogether four accounts for CPF. Firstly, ordinary account. I mean, that one, everybody's familiar. The monies in there primarily is used for, you know, paying housing loan. We can lend it to our children for education if they study in local institutions, buying insurance, investment under CPF investment scheme. So that's OA. For special account, it's primarily for retirement. For MediSave account, well, it's meant for paying medical expenses as well as to buy some of those appropriate insurances such as CareShield Life, MediShield Life, you know, and all that. And of course, the fourth account, which is retirement account, well, it is to hold your retirement sum, which of course subsequently a part of it or all of it will be used to buy CPF Life, which is an annuity, as we know, that pays you a lifetime of income.
Still here with us, Chris?
Yeah, still there.
All right. So why this focus on let's drain the SA at 55 and then let's make sure that our RA is made up of money from our OA at 55? What exactly happens to monies in the OA and the SA at your 55th birthday?
Right. So at age 55, monies in our OA plus SA will be used to form what we call the full retirement sum in the retirement account. Now, the current full retirement sum, as we all know, is $186,000. So on your birthday, at age 55, it's going to happen, you know, on the dot on your birthday, CPF board will take from your special account first to try and form the full retirement sum. And if your special account doesn't have enough money to form the $186,000, they will then take from the ordinary account. Now, after that is all done, whatever that is remaining in your OA and SA after 55, you can actually withdraw anytime that you want. But, well, CPF, even on their website and on their retirement planning booklet, they actually encourage you to consider stretching the value of your CPF savings by keeping them in your CPF account. So even though you can withdraw it from your OA and SA anytime after 55, the board actually encourage you to stretch your dollar because, you know, the interest rates is pretty good for both OA and SA. So as you can see, whilst there are many users of your CPF monies in your accounts before age 55, after age 55, your OA and your SA, actually they are meant to hold monies for the longer haul, to earn higher interest, so that when you retire, say at age 65, together with your CPF Life payout, you can have a better retirement lifestyle. So, you know, try not to withdraw from your OA and SA right after 55, even though you can. Use it much later for your retirement lifestyle.
Okay, so tell us about the shield, the CPF shield. What is that all about?
Yeah, so this is a very popular topic. I mean, over the past few years, a lot has been spoken about Shield and a lot has been spoken about SA Shield. But actually, for people whom they have a bit more in their CPF accounts, mm-hmm. they can even do what we call sometimes the OA Shield together with the SA Shield. So maybe let me explain with an example. It's easier.
Okay.
Right. So say someone is before age 55 years old mm-hmm. and he has got 200,000 in his OA mm-hmm. and 200,000 in his SA. Let's just say that. Now, if he does nothing, at age 55, CPF board will go to his special account to take out 186,000 to form the full retirement sum. So after his age 55 birthday, one day after his age 55 birthday, his special account will be left with 14K because 186K has been transferred, right, to RA. And of course, his OA will be left with 200K. So that's the end state. Now this person can do what we call OA and SA shielding, which has been written about. So what happens is this. So before age 55, mm-hmm. he can actually invest from his special account 160,000 because the first 40,000 in your SA cannot be touched, right? So he can invest 160,000 into a low risk instrument. Mm. Okay, and so his SA is now left with 40K. Now his OA, well, has got 200K if you remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
So his OA, he can also take out 180K, right? Because the first 20K in OA cannot be touched, right? So he can invest 180K out from his OA, leaving 20K in his OA. So at age 55 years old, when CPF board wants to take 186K, mm. they can only see 40K in SA, which they will take.
Mm-hmm.
They then go to the OA, which is 20K, mm-hmm. and they take 20K. So now the RA is only 60K without hitting the 186K that is required. Right after the birthday, this person sells off his investment. The 160K goes back to his SA. The 180K goes back to his OA.
Mm-hmm.
And then this person can top up his RA, okay, up to the 186. Right, the RA only has got 60K. He can top up another 126K to form the full retirement sum. So now, effectively, what this person has done is that he has got more in his OA, SA, and his RA still has the full retirement sum ready to pay out as CPF life at age 65 years old. And in a way, if we realize it, it is like transferring cash from a low interest account to, say, OA and SA, which is a higher account and full liquidity, which you can take out anytime.
Okay, but you'd have to have this additional 120,000 in cash to put into your RA.
Yes, that's right.
After 55.
That's right. And if you don't have, and let's say your RA, right, Michelle, is only 60K,
mm-hmm.
after 55 years old, now if you want to withdraw from your SA, you can't until you top up your RA to the 186,000.
Ah, so I can't even use my SA for investing.
Yeah. I mean, you have to actually top up your RA before
anything. That's the first priority.
That's right. That's right. Because the primary purpose of CPF is really for your retirement.
Okay, so shielding is not everybody can do this. The OA and the SA shield, you'd have to have a significant amount of cash.
Yeah, and also, of course, your OA and SA account must be worth a certain number. I mean, we used a pretty huge number of 200K OA SA. And if a person doesn't have that much money in OA SA, then, I mean, shielding doesn't make sense because there's nothing to shield, right?
All right. So, you know, there's been a lot of discussion of this in the media, Chris. A lot of people writing, bloggers even, saying it's an abomination, shielding. So is this gaming the system? Or does CPF Board approve of this?
Yeah, I mean, personally, in my opinion, I don't think this is illegal. Right? Definitely it's not illegal. I don't feel that it is cheating the system. I mean, it is only cheating when you are doing something illegal and then without telling people about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in a way, it's an open secret. It's basically making use of a feature of CPF to optimize, you know, your account and to get a higher interest rate. And OA and SA shield, it's really done by people whom actually they really want to have more money for their retirement. I don't think it's illegal because CPF board, they do not approve it. Of course, they do not openly go out there and say, no, we encourage everybody to do that, but they don't disapprove it. And the only thing they did recently, as you read right at the beginning of the program, is they warn of advisors malpractice when encouraging clients to do OASA, but in a wrong way. So I personally don't feel that it is actually wrong, right? It's just making use of a feature of CPF to actually prepare yourself better for retirement.
Okay. Now, is there any way that we can prevent the use of our SA monies being used for CPF life? That's shielding, right?
Yeah. I mean, while some people may feel that OA or SA shield is a way to minimize transfer of funds from OA or SA to RA, because people don't want their monies to be stuck in RA, right? And people think that, oh, yeah, because, you know, a lot of people in the past have been talking about F55, I don't want to transfer all this money to RA because it's stuck there, there is no liquidity. Is there a way to prevent people from doing that? And so some people thought that, oh, those people who actually execute OA as a shield, they are doing that for the purpose of not wanting too much money to stuck in RA, to be stuck in RA. Well, in my experience, talking to people who have done a lot of all this shielding, it's actually not true. Most people who actually do OA and SA shield, they fully understand the advantages of the CPF system. When they do this shielding, they still use cash to top up their RA, right, to FRS or even enhanced retirement sum. What they really want to do is that they actually want more funds in their OA and SA so that with the higher interest, they can grow their money to have a better lifestyle in retirement. It's not their way of trying to escape putting more money in RA. Mm-hmm. In fact, they top it up with cash.
All right. CPF has put a warning, as you mentioned, on its website at the act of shielding. What are some of the risks involved? I mean, the board wants to highlight, make sure advisors highlight these risks, so share them with us.
Yeah, I mean, firstly, don't do it too early before age 55. I mean, I heard of people being encouraged to do it even at the age of 45. And I mean, that's not right because, you know, special account money guarantees you 4% interest at almost zero risk. And if you do it too early at 45, well, then, you know, there's a risk of you not getting even that 4% for the next 10 years. So you should only be doing this thing called shielding if you want to do it nearer to your 55th birthday. I always say maybe within a month before your 55th birthday. The second thing, the risk involved, is you invest in too high-risk instrument because, well, you potentially can lose capital, you can lose money, but if you have kept it in SA, it's a guarantee 4%. So I understand the board's concern, you know, about this risk. And also, of course, after even 55 years old, you know, you are, the whole idea of shielding is you're supposed to sell it and move the money back to your SA. People don't sell it. And again, there is a risk of you losing money. Yeah, so these are all the risks involved in shielding, which, yeah, the board rightfully warned people and advisors, hey, look, if you want to do this for your clients, warn them of these risks. And not only just warn them of these risks, I think ethical advisors, they should not do this too early, use too high-risk instruments for their clients.
Yeah, because 4% is pretty much unbeatable.
Yes. We always tell people, don't invest your special account money at all. Yeah, and if you do, because of shielding, put it into a very low-risk instrument because it's just for 1-2 weeks.
Are there fees when you do that?
If you go back to your advisors, you know, Michelle, I really feel that advisors shouldn't charge you anything at all, right? Because it's just for a very short term. I mean, you don't have to make money all the time from your clients, right? I mean, you're doing them a favor. So if you go back to your advisor, I believe that your advisor would be able to do this for you for free without charging you anything.
Wow, love that. Christopher Tan, founder and CEO of Provident, is who you are listening to. Chris, what are some things people need to keep in mind, the considerations before you actually, you know, think about whether or not shielding is for you?
Right. I think firstly, before you do shielding, you got to ask yourself, you know, how can you ensure that your retirement account has at least up to full retirement sum or maybe basic retirement sum if you do it for property pledge? Because, you know, we discussed this earlier. I mean, if you can do shielding, but if your RA has less than the full retirement sum or basic retirement sum with a property pledge, yes, you have money in your SA, but you are not going to be able to withdraw that freely before you top up your RA up to that requirement. Secondly, again, like I said, please don't do it too early. A few weeks before your birthday, not like 5 years, 2 years, you know, before your birthday. Don't hold on to the investments for too long after age 55. Use low-risk instruments such as a short-duration bond fund. And like I said, if you go back to your advisors, they would be happy, they should be happy to do it for you at no cost. You shouldn't be paying anything for this whole transaction.
All right. There's been a lot of debate in the social media world about CPF shielding. On the one hand, people think, oh, it's an exploitation of CPF rules, of these loopholes. On the other hand, some say, hey, this is a signal that people want options on how to use their CPF OA or how to top up their CPF RA account, or it's just a rational response to the rules as they stand. So do you think this loophole should be plugged?
I really hope the government don't do it. I know that the government may feel that OA and SA Shield, they mainly benefit those of higher income, you know, and, you know, CPF is a national scheme and it's really meant to benefit everyone, men on the street, right? But personally, I feel that it has also helped the mass market. I don't know whether you remember, Michelle, before 2014, we had a lot of people who did not understand CPF and demand, you know, CPF board to return them their CPF monies. Mm-hmm. Right? But, you know, 7 years have passed and look at how things have changed. Today, very few people talk about how can I take out my CPF monies. Actually, more and more people are talking
topping
about,
up.
Yeah, I want to put more money, right? And all of this is thanks to, I mean, the public education initiatives championed by CPF board, media, you know, various channels.
Yep.
People are talking about topping up. And in a way, the reason why people are doing OA and SA Shield is because they want to leave more money in their account.
Mm.
And as long as it is done ethically, I hope that the board won't stop it, because I feel the overall impact of this shielding actually is that it improves retirement adequacy in Singapore, which is ultimately what Ministry of Manpower, which is the policymaker for CPF policies, and CPF board, this is what they want, you know, improving the retirement adequacy of Singaporeans.
So we've done a lot of shows on, you know, how to maximize what you put into your CPF. We've even done a show on how to create a millionaire, a baby millionaire, how much you have to top into their account from
That's
the day
right.
that they're born. Really interesting. So are there any other ways that has occurred to you to use CPF to plan for retirement?
I mean, when we talk about using CPF to plan for retirement, it's really about how do we improve retirement adequacy. And, you know, you're talking about all the shows that helping children be millionaire, you know, and all that. I mean, they are good things, really. I mean, and I'm really
helping
glad
helping children retire as millionaires, I should
that's
say.
Right, that's
okay?
right. That's right, yeah. So, I mean, all these are really good things because, I mean, you know, how the mood has changed, right? Now we're talking about how to make use of CPF schemes. And really, there are three main ways to, you know, improve your monies or increase your balances in your CPF. Firstly, of course, CPF top-up scheme, which you can do. You can top up into your special account before 55 or after 55 into your retirement account. And of course, there is the CPF voluntary contribution, which you can contribute voluntarily if you have not met the max of $37,740. Of course, for CPF voluntary contribution, when you contribute across the three accounts, OA, SA, and MA. And of course, there is also that option to do what we call the voluntary housing refund. If you have used CPF monies from your OA to pay for your house, well, if you have cash today, you can voluntarily return it back to your OA, right? And it earns more interest at 2.5. And if you do that, well, at 55, you have more in your CPF, your retirement will definitely be much better off.
Yeah, I think you're right about people loving this idea of leaving money in their CPF. I'm doing a show soon on investing with CPF funds. And, you know, I came across a survey result. 72% of Singaporeans say they want higher returns for their investments. But really, only 25% are currently investing
in
their CPF.
Right,
know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you know how to invest, you know, and you're comfortable with it, feel free, go and do it. But my own take is that if not, sometimes it is actually better off just to leave it in your CPF because it's giving you such a good interest, right?
That's what it was built for. Yeah. Always great speaking with you, Christopher. Thank you for joining us and
thank you so much.
Sharing more about CPF shielding and his views. Christopher Tan, founder and CEO of Provident here on Money and Me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.